Now, you ought to know with Dave Serio on Frederick's News Radio, 930 WFMD.
Informative and entertaining car advice that you need. And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know on Free Talk 930 WFMD. It's a pleasure to be with you. The first show of 2019, it's January 5th, and we would love to talk to you. We have that toll-free number that the gentleman was just talking about. That gentleman was Frank, by the way. Just mentioning our toll-free number, toll-free from anywhere in the country. Whether you're listening in Frederick or maybe Hagerstown or let's see, Pennsylvania, D.C., West Virginia, this station goes everywhere. You're listening, you can dial toll-free, 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's the toll-free number to call and be a part of the show, 866-968-2552. That's the toll-free number to call. If you've got a question about auto repair, buying and selling information, anything to do with the automotive industry, feel free to give me a call. You Ought to Know is brought to you by BG Products and Services. Quality products and services used by trained technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle. For example, transmission fluid exchanges, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid exchanges, and more. And BG is so confident that they will extend the life of your vehicle, they'll guarantee your engine and transmission for as long as you own your vehicle, just by having BG services performed as recommended. For more information, go to the website, bgprotectedforlife.com, or call toll-free, 1-800-327-8883. BG Products and Services. We also want to thank Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Quality remanufactured engines, transmissions, and differentials with a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And this warranty, of course, is covered at the place of installation, but it's also covered throughout the country at other Jasper dealers. And the warranty is transferable. If you decide to sell your car or your light truck during the 3-year, 100,000-mile Jasper warranty, Jasper will transfer the balance of that warranty to the new owner at no charge, making your vehicle worth a lot more in the used car market. For more information, go to the website, jasperengines.com, or call toll-free, 1-800-827-7455. Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Coming up in just a few moments, Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop will be joining us. And of course, keep in mind that you can join us also with your questions at toll-free number 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's 866-968-2552. Toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. Ford is recalling more than 953,000 miles to replace Takata passenger airbag inflators. The move includes over 782,000 of the vehicles here in the United States. Included are the 2010 Ford Edge and Lincoln MKX, the 2010 and 11 Ford Ranger, the 2010 through 12 Ford Fusion and Lincoln MKZ, the 2010 and 11 Mercury Milan, and the 2010 through 14 Ford Mustang. Who do we have on the line? I'm Dave Serio, and who is this?
This is Mike. How are you?
Hey, good. Mike Lambert, good to talk to you, sir. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
Great, sir. Good to talk to you on the show. And, of course, keeping you air every single Saturday morning. We appreciate that on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Yep. What do you have for us, mister?
Well, we're going to talk about basically the five basic steps of car care. We'll go over that kind of in general today, and then we'll get more a little more specific as time goes on.
Very good.
With a lot of the new products and the new techniques that are out nowadays, I thought maybe it'd be a good time to start from scratch again.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we have about a minute and a half before we go to break. So go ahead and let us know and get us started.
All right. Basically, for the last 20 years, we've been doing this. McGuire's came up with this system probably 25 years ago. And it basically, the five steps of car care are washing, cleaning, completely two different complete steps, polishing and protection, and then maintaining your car. So, like I said, that's a general overview, and we'll get a little more specific as time goes on. And then after the break, I guess we can talk a little more about it.
Okay. Now, the products you use for your coatings is Modesta, correct?
Exactly. We're specifically and exclusively Modesta. We're the only installer of Modesta in the state of Maryland. It will remain that way till I decide to retire in the future. So we're the only place you can get Modesta.
All right. And Modesta, as I'm... will profess as being the best product that we have out there, because you have it on two of my automobiles that are just fantastic. It's just done a great job.
Yeah, it's it was one of the first coatings in the country years ago. It is one of only two manufacturers that make their own coatings. They're not just relabeled coatings. And they have been around forever, and we've always liked them. However, we've decided that since we want to offer only the best service and the best products we can, we've gone strictly with Modesta.
When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. I'm Dave Serio on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
That's your favorite sport. Yeah, NASCAR is too. You know, NASCAR is very hot right now. Oh, I know. Everybody loves NASCAR. Well, sweet daddy said it's just a bunch of guys driving in a circle. Oh, I know. That's my favorite part. They're making a left turn. It's a sport that's easy to follow when you're hammered.
Of course, that's Jeff Dunham and Bubba J there and talking about NASCAR. You're listening to Free Talk 930 WFMD. We've got Mike Lambert up on the line. Michael, once again, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Dave, and Happy New Year.
You too, sir. You too. Good to be talking to you.
Yes, good to be here.
So,
could be anywhere.
Yeah, you were talking about the five different factors of cleaning, or should I say, of preparing your automobile, because one of them is cleaning. Go over them real quick, and let's talk a little bit.
Okay, the five basic steps are washing, cleaning, polishing, protection, and maintaining. And not necessarily have to do all those steps every time you take care of your car. That's if you want to start from scratch, and then you can pick and choose whatever steps you need to do to maintain the finish on your car. And probably the most important step is washing. That's where I see probably the damage that I see coming in the shop, probably 90% of it is due to washing, either by the owner or by our favorites, the dealerships. So that's what we mostly take care of, is damage from incorrect washing techniques and incorrect products and things like that, which we'll get into in the coming weeks about all the new techniques and the new products available.
Very good. And you're also a Griot's Garage supplier.
Yes.
So for folks that need parts for supplies from Griot's Garage, you can help them out with that. And they can find out on griotsgarage.com. A lot of the places, a lot of the things are out there. Griot's is spelled G-R-I-O-T-S. So the T is silent. So Griot's Garage.
Yes, we carry basically all your basic products for maintenance and for cleaning your car. We don't carry a lot of the tools and the little garage doodads, but we carry mostly everything you'll need for maintenance towels and maintenance sprays and car washes and things of that nature.
Very good. And because of that, people can give you a call and they can buy things. Now, if they have found out that there's something they should have gotten somebody for Christmas and didn't, you still have ample time to get things out there.
Sure they can. They can call us anytime. And speaking of that, I get calls from your listeners during the week, which is wonderful, about questions. So if you have any questions you want answered, please feel free to call us or email us. And then what we'll do is we'll answer you directly when you call or email, and then we'll keep that question for the following Saturday, and then everybody will know.
All right. The number they can call you at is 410-833-1632. And the website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. So they can go to the website and get a lot of the answers there, too.
Exactly. My wife has done a wonderful job with the website. There's basic instructions on basic car care on there. The products we use, all our pricing is on there. We don't hide anything. And they can get any information they want about us.
Very good. So what else is going on in the detailing business, sir, for the new year? Anything special?
Well, we're going to actually work 5 days a week now instead of 6 and 7. We figured this is our 20th year in business, so we're very proud of that, and that we can scale back just a little bit. We're not retiring or anything like that. We're going to go 5 days a week so that we can enjoy some of the shows that we talk about every Saturday. We can start going to some of those.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And so we'll kind of do some live reporting from some of the shows.
Great. You deserve that because the situation is with after all these years, you know, it's tough to work the 6 and 7 days. It really is.
Well, yeah, I figure, you know, 20 years, and in the last 2 years, we've had four surgeries to repair stuff that's been damaged for this business. it's time to cut down to 5 days a week.
I got you. Well, I'm glad to hear that for you. You deserve it. And, of course,
you know,
you've got a very, very good customer base, a repeat customer base, and also a lot of new customers coming through that want their cars taken care of. A gentleman on the last show was just talking about he made an appointment with you at the end of the month. He's bringing his wife's Subaru over for a Modesta's coating, and he promised it to her for her birthday. I don't know when her birthday is, but he's finally through, and that's a great thing. It's something that, you know, talk about ceramic coatings for just a moment. People don't understand exactly what they're all about. I know I do because I've had them on my cars now for about 8 years. About 8 years ago, you started with the first ceramic coating on my car, and I am sold. I love them. I don't like waxing cars, I got to be honest. I'm lazy by nature, and now you have helped my laziness out because all I have to do is wipe down my car, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, it's kind of the new thing in detailing, and I say new, and that means 4 or 5 years ago, basically, they started, maybe even longer than that. Probably when we did your first car, that was about, there were probably 2 or 3 coatings on the market. Now there's probably hundreds of them. Everybody's into coatings now. But the difference is waxes last you about 3 months max. Synthetic sealants, which are like the difference between conventional oil and synthetic oil, man-made products, well, you could probably get 6 months, maybe a little longer out of it, depending on how you maintain the car. Ceramic coatings, glass coatings, whatever you want to call them, they will last you in terms of years. It's like the next step up for protection of your paint. And they don't wash off, they don't wear off. They're harder than the finish on your car, so they resist the scratching and the burnt dropping etchings and things like that. Probably the most important thing is what they do not do. They are not scratch-proof. They do not completely protect your car like a bulletproof shield. You still will get rock chips and things like that. If you wash your car with a dirty towel, you will still scratch it. So you still have to maintain your car, but maintenance is much farther between complete, you know, redoing of your car. The car will still get dirty. You still have to maintain it by washing it properly and things like that. But just the fact that the coatings will last you years versus months makes it so much easier to maintain your car. They don't have the oils or anything like that in it as waxes and sealants do, so that the dirt doesn't really stick to the car, so it doesn't get as dirty as fast. So that's the big benefit to it.
And I've enjoyed that benefit on my cars because what I do nowadays to take my car to a car show is I just wipe it, rinse it down with water, and take a microfiber towel, two of them. One I go over, and then the other I just dry it with, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you pretty much only basic maintenance, wash it properly when it's dirty. Most of the coatings do have their own maintenance products, which we, Modesta has their own, and we give them to you to start you off with when we do your car. Very simple to do. It's just like using spray detailers and things like that on waxes and sealants, but they're geared towards coatings. There's hundreds and hundreds of products out there to maintain coatings, and we'll get into that as we go over the steps. But very easy to maintain. It's not any more difficult. It just makes it much easier.
If you want to give Mike a call during the week, you can at 410-833-1632. The website has a lot of the answers that you may already have questions for, and you can go to the website, which is theshineshopautodetailing.com. I follow Mike and Lena on the Shine Shop. I follow them on Twitter and also Instagram so that I can get a chance to, you know, see what's going on in their shop, see the before and after pictures. And also, I love the gallery on the website because it's like a car show on your phone. So it has a lot of the cars that Mike's worked on, and Mike has worked on some of the higher dollar cars in the world, and he's also worked on your just regular daily drivers. So he saves it for both, no problem.
Yeah, we've been real fortunate. We worked on some really special cars, but we work on a lot of daily drivers. We work on cars for people that, I tell people, we work on cars for people that are concerned about their investment. So that we're not just strictly show cars and high-dollar exotics. So we work on anything.
Yeah, I wish you were down here in Florida, mister. I'd have you doing a couple more cars down here, I tell you.
Well, I tell you, on days like today, I wish I was there, too.
I understand. No problem, buddy. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Once again, Mike's contact number is 410-833-1632. The website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And we do recommend you follow them on Instagram and also Facebook. Hey, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it so much. Appreciate what you do for us. And we look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning.
Thank you, Dave. And please tell Jose and Craig that I said Happy New Year.
I will do that. Thanks.
Thank you. I'll be listening.
All right. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop. Thanks again, Mike. Back with more in just a little while. I want to remind you, of course, that You Ought to Know is brought to you by BG Products and Services. And also, of course, they are Jasper Engines and Transmissions. We also want to thank Dynamic Automotive and Wassler Auto Service for their sponsorship in the show. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to have an artist that I'm going to miss. Dr. Hook was one of my favorite and still one of my favorite rock and roll groups of all time. I know I'm strange. I admit that. But they've had a really long career of quality music, in my opinion. And Ray Sawyer, the front man of Dr. Hook, passed away on Monday. And he'll be somebody that I will miss. Seriously, I've been to a number, probably almost 10 Dr. Hook concerts in my life, and I've always enjoyed the group and enjoyed them. They even sat down at my table at one of the concerts and spent some time with me. So it really is, they were very important to me. I'm going to play a song that you are very familiar with. You may have not even known it was Dr. Hook, but some people will. But Ray Sawyer will be missed, the front man of Dr. Hook. And sorry to see that they'll just never get back together the way they were in that situation. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. And that means You Ought to Know every Saturday morning, 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show from the 70s as a tribute to the life of Ray Sawyer. Back in just a few moments.
I don't know if you make enough money for me, Mr. Comedian. Then when I walk into her car at the end of the night, she got a green 94 Cavalier with a white driver's door. And a red side mirror and the front bumper being held up with duct tape. And I'm like, I'm not good enough for you. You only came to this bar because it's on a hill so you could roll start your car at the end of the night.
From Last Comic Standing, that is Drew Thomas and Meeting Girls at a Bar. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. And that means Free Talk 930 WFMD's You Ought to Know. 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. every Saturday morning. Let's go to the phones. We've got Craig Shipp from Frederick.com on the line. Good morning, Craig.
It is a beautiful morning. It's a little bit rainy here in Fairmont, but the sun is supposed to come out tomorrow. So we're supposed to have a beautiful sunny day tomorrow. So folks should take advantage of that because, you know, the wintertime up here, we don't get that many sunny days, as you know.
First of all, how was your New Year's Day, New Year's Eve? Good?
It was fantastic, and if you want proof of that, you can go to the homepage of Frederick.com, and we have a video that I shot at JoJo's restaurant and tap house in downtown Frederick with some of the entertainment that was there, and some of the folks that were there said hi in the video. So that video is up, and I'm going to be releasing the Red Horse video probably next week.
Okay.
So I went to the Red Horse as well, and so I got around a little bit New Year's Eve, and we put some videos up. And the video from JoJo's, I think it came out great. It was a relatively low-light situation, but, of course, my cameras can handle that.
Right.
And so we got some really good footage, and they had a great band. The band was fantastic.
Very good. So you had a great time on New Year's Eve.
Absolutely. And we've got some events coming up. We've
okay.
got that laser tag tournament still going on at Adventure Park USA. We've got a handgun shooting match going on at Hendershots at their indoor shooting range on January 11. We've got some live entertainment at Dublin Roasters Coffee, and that's not until April 14th, so you've got a lot of time to plan for that. We have Women's Little Christmas, whatever that's all about, at the Shamrock Restaurant on January 5th.
Okay.
We have
Forever Young. That's today.
There you go. That is today.
Yes.
And then we've got Forever Young on January 10th performing at the Shamrock. And then on January 12th, we've got TDP Rocks JoJo's. Again, JoJo's. They have a lot of live entertainment there. And that's on January 12th. And so I'm just reading these right off the events calendar at Facebook.com/Frederick County, Facebook.com/Frederick County. So if you want your event to be read on the air, you better get it added to your events calendar and then let me know and we can share it onto this events calendar. Just send an email to news@frederick.com with the link to the event on your Facebook page, whatever your entity is. You should have a, you should be sure that your events are on your event, on your Facebook page, right?
Yes.
And then let me know, and then I can very easily, with a couple of mouse clicks, I can share it onto the Frederick County event section.
Now, I assume the Forever Young that you announced is probably like a Rod Stewart tribute. Would that be the case?
Well, she does. She actually does Patsy Cline more often. And,
okay.
And she does some other, they're good. It's a husband and wife group. And they do a great job. So I've got I just got a text message from Robert Black. He must be listening to the show. He he's at Catoctin Mountain Orchard. He says folks need to stock up on apples, pies, apple butter, preserves Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during January. Okay, so it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during January, and the market will be closed February, March, and April. So they've got to stock up this month on the weekends at Catoctin Mountain Orchard.
I bet you a lot of people go there and just grab a bunch of pies and freeze some of them so they have them, you know, during the summertime too, because you can't get them. And you said in February, March, and April, you can't get them at that time. So if you want to hold on to them.
I think they do sell some that are ready to be baked. That you can buy, and then you can put them in the oven and bake them for a certain amount of time, and they're ready to go. I think they do sell them that way. Well, that way as well. So this is the month to stock up if you want to, because February, March, and April the orchard's going to be closed. And I hope he goes to Florida and enjoys himself.
Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, you know, he works awful hard up there. He and his family, that's a tough business. That's not easy
business.
Oh,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Talk about sun up to sun down and then some. Absolutely, they work very hard. And so, but it's a beautiful place, and I love going over there.
Very good, very good. Well, we appreciate you joining us every single week, Mr. Craig Shipp from Frederick.com, and you keep us informed of what's going on in the Frederick County and Washington County areas, and we thank you so much, sir.
Absolutely, thanks. Great show, Dave, as always.
And Mike Lambert says Happy New Year to you, by the way.
I heard him. He's a good guy, and I got to get him to do, we got to get my Prius done. Maybe we'll get that done sometime this year, and we can show what he can do on a 15-year-old Prius.
Sure, absolutely. He'd be more than happy to help you out with that.
That'd be a real test if his skills, if he can bring that one back. It looks pretty good, but
oh, yeah.
that'd be a test of his skills to see what happens on that one.
He does a lot of daily drivers, so I can't imagine yours not being one of them. That'd be great.
There you go. Take care now, Dave.
Thanks, Craig.
Bye-bye.
Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. All right, we appreciate him being with us. Who do we have on the line? This is Dave Serio from You Ought to Know.
Good morning, Dave. It's Jose and Todd.
Uh-oh, got the dynamic duo from Dynamic Automotive. How you guys doing today?
We're doing good. Busy over here.
Great. Well, Happy New Year to both of you. I hope you had a great New Year's Eve.
It was very good, Dave. Yeah, I saw a lot of family and friends over the holidays. Now here we are into the new year.
Back to the grind.
Work.
Back to the grind.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of oil leaks here of late, and it's, you know, really incredible the amount of oil leaks we're getting, and these are not your run-of-the-mill oil leaks like from a valve cover gasket or a oil pan gasket. We're seeing camshaft seals leaking. Mm-hmm. We're seeing crankshaft seals leaking. And it's interesting when you have a little bit more complex leaks that happen like that. We go through a process that is unlike just getting under a car with a light and simply looking for the source. There's such a mess under these engines that you have to degrease the motors,
right,
get them all good and clean, and then what we do, we'll insert dye into the engine crankcase and drive that engine for 5 to 10 miles, bring it back into the shop, put it up on the lift, and put a black light on it, and then we'll see a fluorescent yellow trace that'll tell us exactly where that leak is coming from.
Well, when we come back, we can talk a little bit more about that and also what's going on at Dynamic Automotive. I'm Dave Sirio. This is Free Talk 930 WFMD.
I don't know how I ever got there.
Of course, that is the one and only Stephen Wright and the old clown car. I love that one. I'm Dave Sirio. It's Saturday morning, and that means Free Talk 930 WFMD. We've got the Dynamic Duo on the line. Of course, I like to call them the Dynamic Duo. That's Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive in the Liberty Town store. Jose, one of the partners of Dynamic Automotive, and Todd, chief mechanic at Liberty Town, head mechanic. So let's talk with Todd for a second. Todd, tell us some of the things that are going on at Dynamic Automotive in Liberty Town.
Well, I tell you, since the first of the year, things have really, really broken loose. We've done a couple of transmissions through Jasper, so can't say enough about those guys. Always good products from those guys. And, you know, like Jose was saying, we've had a slew of oil leaks here, and we just wrapped up one today on a Volkswagen Passat, so hopefully that one's all good to go. We're out driving it right now, and we'll know here shortly whether that leak is solved or not.
Yeah, sometimes leaks are some of the hardest diagnosis to do. I would say the two toughest diagnosis to do nowadays in the automotive business is the evaporative system of the gas tank and oil leak, because when oil leak, as Jose was talking about, it soaks everything, and you kind of have to start from scratch and try to get everything cleaned up dry and then hope to find out exactly where that oil leak's coming from.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely right. And, you know, you mentioned the evaporative emission system. We have had a few of those that have been here lately and have been really, really tough to figure out. Unfortunately, most of the testing equipment tests those in a pressure situation,
right,
and the system truly operates in a vacuum. So it's kind of a hard one to sometimes find.
Absolutely. And, you know, canister assemblies, they're probably the most expensive to replace on the evaporative system, but you certainly hate to throw that part at something and not be right, because you're talking like $300 or $400 sometimes for an evaporative system canister assembly. And boy, customers don't care for the light coming back on after they spend that kind of money.
No, not at all. And, you know, with that system, we find some really, really weird failures in that as well. You know, right down to the fuel tank O-ring where the pump seal's in. We've seen quite a few of those lately that have been just leaking ever so slightly, but enough to turn on that check engine light to let you know there was something wrong.
Now, was that a gas tank replacement, or could you replace the O-ring separately?
It was simply the O-ring, and what had happened is some dirt, some road debris, had migrated its way underneath of that seal, and over time it lifted that seal, I guess with the seal expanding and contracting.
Wow.
Change, the dirt had actually worked its way under that seal and created just a very small leak, but it was enough to turn that check engine light on.
Now, folks, I'm telling you, that is not a normal diagnosis, something that you see every day, and to find a shop like Dynamic that can find something like that and repair it is incredible. So I give you kudos there, mister.
Yeah, that was one of the more difficult ones. The only way we could find that is we actually pulled the tank from the vehicle and then plugged it up, pulled it into a vacuum, and then put a vacuum gauge on it and watched the vacuum decay over about a half hour. And we just, you know, started checking and checking and finally found that. Put a new O-ring underneath that fuel pump, pulled it back into a vacuum, problem solved. So
not your normal diagnosis.
But we got it nailed.
Very good. Well, not your normal diagnosis and going the extra yard to get that taken care of. Very good, Todd. Very good. Hey, I hope you had a happy new year. Mike Lambert says happy new year to you guys.
Happy new year to you guys, too.
All right. So, Mr. Jose, tell us a little bit about the four locations that you guys have.
So, if you need service or repair or diagnostics for your vehicle in the Liberty Town area, you can reach us here at Liberty Town at 301-694-6250. We are located at 10601 Old National Pike. Excuse me, that's 11931 Main Street, Liberty Town, Maryland. We're open from 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 8 to 3 on Saturday.
Now you're ready to talk about the new market area.
That's it. Our original location is located at 10601 Old National Pike in New Market, Maryland. They have the same times and hours as we do. If you need service at that location, give them a call at 301-694-5460. You'll talk to Sarah or my partner Lee at that location there. Our largest location is right off of Route 270 in Urbana, Maryland. They have the same hours and times over there also. That shop boasts a 4-bay quick lube facility up front, a 9-bay repair shop, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash that Mike Lambert absolutely swears by. Their phone number there is 301-874-8833. Give them a call. That's our one-stop shop at that location. And then our final shop is in Frederick, Maryland. Their hours are 7 to 5. Monday through Friday. Big Bobby Allen handles that location there. If you need service at in the Frederick area, give Bobby a call at 301-662-3300. You know, Dave, it's like having a bunch of kids. You forget their names or you call one or the other by a different name. That's what it's like.
Well, it's they can be considered that. They're going to say it's old age, but I won't let that happen to you, okay? Come on, Jose.
We're
going to fight that one. We're going to fight that one, okay?
Yeah, as long as we can.
I hate that excuse also. Well, I tell you, four locations, tough to keep up with, but one great thing about all four locations is if anybody goes into one of your four locations and mentions my name, Dave Serio, or the radio show You Ought to Know here on FMD, they get 10% off any ticket, parts and labor, 10% right off the top. And that's a good deal because you guys have great pricing already. And when you offer 10% off just for mentioning my name or the radio show You Ought to Know, that's a great deal.
It really is. And be sure to mention Dave Serio or the show You Ought to Know at any one of our locations, and you will definitely get 10% off on parts and labor. And if it's a big repair, that really puts a dent in the price tag.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, dynamic duo, Todd and Jose, I thank you guys for joining me today. It's always a blessing. We wish you a very happy new year. Hope 2019 is great for Dynamic Automotive, and we appreciate you being a part of the show.
Thank you so much, Dave. All the best to you. You're doing a fantastic job, and we'll be talking to you again next week.
Sounds good. Todd, thank you so much, buddy.
You're welcome. Have a great week, Dave.
You too. Bye-bye now. Good to hear from the dynamic duo, Todd and Jose from Dynamic Automotive. Who do we have on the line? This is Dave Serio. Who do we have on the line?
Dave.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Dave. How can I help you?
Dave.
Yep, you're on the air, sir.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, I got these new hearing aids. Robert Black is talking about an orchard. I just want to follow up a little bit what Craig said.
Okay.
One thing is Happy New Year yourself. I mean, when I get the new start here out, things are going really good for everybody.
Great, thank you.
So anyway, we do have those pies. Like you said, we do have those pies that are frozen that people can keep them in their freezers for a couple of months.
Okay.
And then bake them and have that home-baked smell in their house. And when their guests come over and say, wow, you baked a pie, and you're not lying, you say, yes, we did bake a pie. So, you know, it's always a good thing.
Yes,
always
sir.
A nice thing.
What flavors do you have?
Now, hang on one second.
Okay.
Okay, maybe I better turn the radio off. I'll get the feedback.
Okay.
Anyway,
what flavors do you have?
We have all kinds, Dave. You know, from apple, walnut, peach, blueberry, foreberry, all these great pies. And we have a new apple a lot of people don't know about. It's called Evercrisp. And it's crossed between Fuji and Honeycrisp and has superior keeping qualities of any apple I've ever grown.
Great.
So I just want to mention that, but we all have their other favorites, Pink Ladies, Fuji, Golden Delicious is always a good standby.
Yep.
So we'll have those Friday, Saturday, and Sunday during the month of January. We close up February, March, and April to paint and do some cleaning, maybe some remodeling, and we'll reopen May 1st. But we'll be back on the radio and let you know all about that.
That sounds great.
One thing I wanted to ask you is another question. A friend of mine has Freightliner trucks, and I know this is maybe off the wall a little bit, so you're a little bit different.
Okay.
But they're having trouble with those Mercedes engines in the Freightliner trucks. I wonder what's going on. What's happening there?
Well, it's not a vehicle that I recommend highly. The Sprint vehicles, they used to be with Dodge years ago, and now Mercedes is by themselves. But they have had some issues with those. And I don't know what Mercedes is doing about it right now. A lot of the times it's up to the customer to take care of it, and they're not covering it under warranty, but there's a lot more happening. And I think Mercedes is being pushed towards helping out some people in the warranty. So definitely whatever repairs you may make, if it's serious repairs, keep the receipts, because hopefully there's going to be some type of maybe issuing of an extended warranty or a recall on that. They're working on it right now.
Okay. Anyway, I know you're about out of time, but I just wanted to get in here real quick and just say Happy New Year to you. And I should say everybody should have a fruitful New Year. That's what I should say.
That sounds great. Catoctin Orchard, thank you so much for giving us a call. We appreciate that so much.
Take care, Dave.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Want to wish all of our listeners a Happy New Year. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and we look forward to talking to you again next Saturday morning. I'm Dave Serio. The show's called You Ought to Know, 10 to 11 right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Have a blessed day.